Fall calls for comfort. Mack Weldon's got essentials designed for cool days and timeless style. Their new Ace line combines comfort with sophisticated looks. Go to MackWeldon.com for 20% off your first order of $125 or more with code MACK25.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
So it's kind of reels on Instagram that I'll post.
Okay. Can't wait to see you on the internet.
You're
going to do great.
I
have an extra one if you want one.
Oh, cool.
Take that home with you.
Just to hold my phone or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not even...
It'd be great.
...worried about it. Like,
well, now that you've done this a bunch of times, too, it's like you just... You're used to, honestly, yeah. It's like hearing your voice and hearing yourself mess up the first few times and then realizing nobody cares is like...
Well, there is a big difference
to get over.
In our first podcast.
Oh, like way. Both of us. Yeah.
Versus...
Now
it's just like whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm
jazzed.
I think it will be good. Like it's needed.
Yeah. I guess we can just jump into it.
I guess we can. Okay. Yeah. Hi, I'm Jim. Welcome to the Unbound Performance Podcast, where we explore the world of sports and performance mindset training.
And I'm Caroline. Each week we talk about the strategies, habits, and mental framework that help us to excel. Let's get into today's episode.
Going to discuss our game plan going forward with Unbound and just sort of go on some things we've talked about and been thinking about as far as producing the best information and content that we can and it's most useful for our followers and the loyal ones who've been here from the start, but also those who we haven't reached yet. We've talked for a year and a half, we're not quite 2 years, but we're close, about creating an on-demand learning program. So maybe you can talk in a minute about sort of the process you go through with athletes one-on-one, but a little more accessible from a day-to-day basis, something you can revisit time to time, or even for people who either don't have the time, capacity, money to meet with you directly one-on-one or virtually to still give them access to that program. So maybe you can talk a little bit about what that process looks like.
I think from the recording standpoint, having like a knowledge base available for people that fits their schedule, I think there's, you know, convenience in that rather than trying to meet with me, whether it's on a Zoom FaceTime type call or in person.
Well, from the start, our idea around the podcast and the on-demand was like just the way people are used to getting information these days is scrolling, swiping headphones while they're going somewhere, is the ability to be able to have this at the click of a button, headphones in, anytime, anywhere, a little more accessible maybe.
Yeah, whether they're driving, going for a walk, whatever it is. For me, I didn't grow up that way.
Yeah.
I grew up, you know, if you wanted information, you read it, usually in a book or, you know, in a periodical of some kind.
And not one you just ordered on Amazon for next day delivery. You had to, like, really seek it out.
Yeah. So I'm very used to consuming information that way. But I realize it doesn't resonate with everyone. So I think it's just part of what we're trying to do in terms of serve our audience, potential audience, people in general. So I don't want to limit who we can help in that regard. So that's, to me, is the biggest reason why it needs to be done, and then scaling back some on how often we record these free podcasts or whatever. will allow time to do that. Because right now it's whatever.
Yeah, that's been the struggle, is getting this every week and then realizing we hardly even have time to get this done, let alone the stuff that we really want to put out. And I think, Euro is really good too about giving book recommendations and things. So even though this can be delivered in that manner, you'll still be giving for the people that do want to go read a book or dive deeper into a particular subject. Still making those strong. I assume you will continue to push those.
Yeah, and that goes to the next evolution in our game here. I'll record 2-3 reels a week, which is something that, you know, initially I said I was not going to do, was make selfie videos. But I think that's just not okay, really. I think plenty of people who I have tremendous admiration and respect for do them. And for me to sit here and think, I don't think it's cool or it's corny or I'm just not going to do it, I don't think that's a very broad-minded way to approach this.
It's been a lot of growth since day one.
Yeah. So that's, those will start coming. And they'll just be, you know, 2-3 minutes long, about some particular point of this world, whether it's mental performance, leadership, culture, whatever. And, you know, I go back always to when Russell Thomas first asked me, a friend of mine who I worked with, his daughter, you say you want to help people, how many do you want to help? And I said, I'm not doing this and I'm not doing that.
You just shrunk the size of the people that you can help. Yeah.
Yeah. So I
get that.
I don't think that's a particularly admirable approach. When you say your prime motivation is to help, okay, then do what it takes to help. Yeah. So that'll be coming forthwith.
Can't wait. Yeah, I think as far as, and we talked before we hit record on this, or you know, the podcasts, especially as of late, have been interesting article recaps and just shorter, briefer conversations, which I think of the people that have been regular listeners, they seem to like those, the short, little shorter ones, which I think these little snippets of you being on reels and things will be even more attractive because they're more maybe informational than just sort of like a hot topic or current event, right, I suppose. But as for the on-demand program, that's going to look a little bit more structured. Maybe talk through just, you know, without giving all the meat and potatoes away, but sort of what that process looks like with athletes or executives that you work with, and just a little taste of the road they'll walk down in that platform.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've talked since the beginning about having different planks of all of this, you know, whether it's more in-depth discussion on monitoring our self-talk or a journaling, goal setting, mindfulness, whether that involves meditation program or not. There are all kinds of different ways to become more mindful. And so just having kind of a more of an instructional approach to those videos, where you can really come away pretty clear about what you need to do and how you need to do it. So that will be what we're involved in. And then, you know, I know we talked a long time ago about maybe we have some leadership culture planks to that too. So I'm excited about being able to provide all of that.
And from the start, something we worked on earlier on was a sort of corresponding workbook,
right?
That has actually been nearly built for 18 months now. And just the goal there was, you know, for us to deliver that as part of that program, a corresponding workbook, to sort of have some exercises in addition to just listening or watching the content. And I that'll be something we'll make available whether you subscribe to the content or not. I think that we there's plenty of exercises in there, and it references a lot of, you know, in this video you learned about this topic, but the exercises that are anyone will go through in those in that workbook will be helpful as well. So I think just having extra little pieces of things that are more tangible for people to actually go in and take action on things, rather than, you know, it's one thing to listen and be like, oh, that sounds like a good idea. And meditation sounds cool, but the actual actions on how to build the habits, where to start, purposeful journaling, you know, being mostly purposeful with all of this.
And that's the
big one.
I mean, it's cool to listen to podcasts, and I mean, I do it all the time, or read. But beyond that, there's work that's required if you're really going to get better. You know, if you're on this path of self-improvement, learning, growth, that requires effort, you know, intentional, consistent, you know, where you have to be disciplined and you have to do it. And so that's where, you know, these kinds of videos would come into play, and along with the accompanying workbook type things, you know, people you just don't get better by snapping your fingers or listening to a couple podcasts.
It can be motivational to listen to other people talk about things that they've done or success stories. And I think sometimes when you dive into that world of listening to podcasts about people with their healthy habits or their whatever the topic is, listening to other stories is very motivational. And I think sometimes you get caught up in, like, because you're listening to things like this all the time, you kind of feel like you're doing it too. But the reality is that's someone else's story that's motivating you, but you need to take action. So
You have to train your mind.
See, not listen to them how much they trained theirs. And to know, not to discount those, obviously, because those those can be very big motivators. And if he can do it, I can do it. Or I love that story, so that's going to push me to do the same. But creating a way for us not just to talk about these athletes that we've mentioned in our weekly podcast doing these things, of actually now helping our listeners, followers, friends, whomever, take the next step.
Yeah, I think that's, I don't know, in the scope of what we're trying to accomplish with all of this, that's a needed step, not just, like, I think we've talked about it for a while, and now we just need to
take action.
And that's, you know, to your point, like, I love great stories. I read about people doing things that I'll never even consider doing. You know, the one that leaps to mind is that Colin Brady who crossed the Antarctic by himself. You know, Well, no, not even,
but good for him.
No, but to read how he worked with his mind to become a person who could do that. Okay, well, if that person can do that, then we can do things to help us in our everyday ventures, whatever they are. And so that's the point of those kinds of stories. That's why I love reading them. They're amazing and very inspiring and instructive. So I think that's cool. And the, you know, on my personal Instagram, I wind up posting a quote every day. Sometimes those reels may expand on those, 2 or 3 minutes, a little more in depth on what that quote means or refers to. So I think all of it, you know, is about providing more ways to help people become who they want to be.
Yeah. So we'll keep doing the podcast probably at least once a month, or when something particular comes up, or if there's suggestion of somebody, but putting our deepest efforts into something that we think will be more helpful for people to take action and really implement this into their lives. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. No, I think it's a practical, sensible approach moving forward. We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Unbound Performance Podcast.
Your support helps us continue to build our community. If you're enjoying this content, please like, subscribe, and share.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.